Blog Talk Radio.
Yakuza! Yakuza! Yakuza Kick Radio!
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 This is the Bulldozer, Matt Tremont. And if there's one place to listen to on the internet, every Thursday, 9 p.m., Yakuza Kick Radio. Tremont says so. Who wants some?
God help us, Jesus! God and baby, Jesus! Help us.
Ladies and gentlemen of fucking America, this is Danny Havoc, and you have been listening to, or possibly are intending to listen to, the Yakuza Kick fucking radio. Fucking, yeah! Yakuza Kick Radio.
Hell fucking yeah!
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
You're coming to come on Thursday night in California!
This is a brotherhood, and we all stick together. Like my nuts.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole.
Everybody's a cunt but me in the world. I don't know what it is.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity, Toby Klein, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird.
Oh, I don't like the cut of your jib, fella.
This is Greg Excellent, Bearded Dragon of the Northeast. You're listening to Yakuza Kick Radio. If you're not, you're probably watching porn and you have this muted. You should be listening to it, Jason Mann.
Where are Biggie and Tupac?
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Give a nigga rope for a bit of cowboy,
guys. All you have to do is listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that doctor, homie. Fuck that. Black dude. House.
Bullshit, man. Motherfucker.
Fuck you. Fuck you and fuck you. Who's next?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for the introduction.
Hosted by J-Cat Morris.
You are now listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
Oh, shit!
It is Wednesday, May 28th, 2014. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J-Cat Morris. This is going to be a real short show. I'm kind of doing this as a test show. I don't have a whole shitload to talk about. And honestly, I would have canceled doing the show tonight and just did another, you know, take a week off, come back next week fully charged, which, you know, for the most part is what I'm going to do. But I did want to do a test episode tonight for the reason being I got my first smartphone today. I know, fucking right on top of technology. So I got an iPhone 5S. Apparently this is a very, very expensive phone that, you know, go to the AT&T and they start gigging you up talking, you know, oh, you know, you could upgrade your phone and this and this. And, you know, for $10 extra a month, you know, this, you could have this $500 phone and, you know, you can go do your thing with that. So it's like, fucking, all right, let's do that then. So now I can actually, you know, take fucking photos of myself in public and, you know, I could be at the gym taking pictures of things instead of working out. No, I'm just, you know, I'll fuck around with this thing. I'll take a couple of pictures. Of course, I'm extremely hard in the gym, but no homo. But, yeah, I mean, I'm completely retarded to technology. I immediately get something new. And I'm barely excited before I'm immediately pissed off. Like, I just start looking, and as soon as I get confused, I'm like, fuck this. I mean, it's cool and all, but, you know, until I get used to something, I hate it. You know what I mean? So I don't even want to go out on a limb and say that I hate this phone or anything like that, because I don't. But it's just a matter of, like, if I don't understand it, if people fear what they don't understand, hate what they can't conquer, you know what I mean, the whole thing. But I hate being fucking, you know, out of the loop. I don't like I don't like having something and then just being retarded as far as using it. And I'm really the same way with the computer, but I've at least learned to function enough on the computer where, you know, I can do what I want to do. And then again, something goes wrong with the computer and I'm fucking furious and I'm trying to hit up whoever I can to help me fix this piece of shit. Because, you know, and that's pretty much how I refer to all electronics when they don't work for me, is they're all pieces of shit. It could be the, you know, highest class, highest technology possible, and if I don't know how to use it, fuck this piece of shit. So that's just me. I will get used to it, and hopefully everything will go well. I don't know how this is coming across because, again, this is a test episode for that reason. If it's coming off great, good. I'll continue to do it this way, and I'll continue to do the show the same way I have been through my phone. If not, I'll have to get one of the, you know, fucking Janet Jackson Rhythm Nation headset joints and fucking try to hook that shit to the computer and do it that way. Either way, you know, I'll continue doing what I do. I'm over here, you know, watching a little bit of the Miami Heat doing a motherfucking thing. Most likely going to close out these punk-ass Pacers. Tonight, I personally don't have a huge problem with the Pacers. You know, I respect them as a team. And, you know, most of their fans are pretty respectful people. It's just still the continued LeBron haters that it gets on my fucking nerves. It's like people just can't not hate the best. They have a problem with it. And, I mean, everybody out there can see that shit, whether it be, you know, Mayweather, whether it be LeBron, whether it be, you know, even like a Tom Brady, man. You know, Tom Brady, I'm obviously a Niner fan, but Tom Brady, you know, a dominant quarterback, no fucking joke. I mean, just unstoppable dude. A first ballot Hall of Famer, motherfuckers can't stop hating on him. They just can't do it because they hate that shit. If that motherfucker was wearing their jersey, man, they'd be the biggest fan. Same thing goes for LeBron. If it was a fucking, if he was a Knick, those people would shut the fuck up. If he was a Bull, they'd be calling him the next coming of Michael Jordan. Instead, all the Bulls fans got to look at him and go, he's trying to be Michael Jordan, which, man, I got to real quick get into that because I couldn't be more tired of that bullshit argument and statement. It's nonsense. Nobody's trying to be fucking Michael Jordan. What, they're playing the same fucking game that Michael Jordan played? Oh, he's a basketball player, and that's what Michael Jordan was. So fuck that guy because, well, he just beat one of Michael Jordan's records, you know, putting down the most, you know, points, assists, you know, all those things in the same game, you know, consistently, or, you know, the amount of times that he's done it in the postseason. You know, he's got the top. He's got the top of that. And I even looked it up, too, because, you know, come down to it, LeBron is the guy who makes people love to try to pin him as such a selfish guy. But, I mean, let's be completely fucking honest. He did that TV special everybody hated. Everybody hated on, oh, how selfish, how dare he get attention and this and this. I mean, come on. You hate this fucking guy for having his own special because everyone did want to know what team he was going to go to. Meanwhile, Honey Boo Boo has a fucking TV show, and nobody bats a fucking eye. You know, motherfuckers are mad. How dare LeBron James get his own special for that? Oh, okay, yeah. How dare he raise millions of dollars off of that special and then give it to fucking charity, right? Fucking dickhead, right? You know what I mean? Like, you don't hear any scandal shit out of him. You don't hear any of that crazy shit out of him. Him and his wife fucking donate, you know, prom dresses to underprivileged kids in high school and shit. I mean, they do their fucking thing. And meanwhile, on the court, he fucking makes his team better. He doesn't just go out there and hog the fucking ball, Mike. He puts down assists. He does every fucking thing. He's a great defensive player. He's all over the place. And like I said, I looked it up. He already has more assists than Michael Jordan had in his career. So, I mean, with all this nonstop, he'll never be Mike, he'll never be Mike, Mike's got six titles, this and that. Okay, I understand it takes a career to put together six titles. I understand Michael Jordan is legendary. He's always going to be legendary. And I'm not even making this argument, say that he is better than Jordan or could be better than Jordan. They're two different players. But when it comes down to it, to discredit what LeBron's doing in the fucking game of basketball is retarded. Absolutely retarded. And every time someone posts a picture, my man posted a picture the other day. Huge Bulls fan, still, you know, riding that mic stick, you know what I mean? And posted a picture the other day, right after fucking dude broke that record. He's got a picture of Michael Jordan doing the one-hand Michael Jordan dunk, and it shows LeBron doing the one-hand dunk. But the dunks don't look anything the same, but the pictures are side-by-side, and he posts, like, I want to be like Mike, blah, blah, blah. Like, first off, the dunks didn't look anything, and he's like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying, because the style, Mike's style is better, and this and that. I'm like, dude, what the fuck? I don't understand for one second why, you know, him playing ball at a high caliber level is anything even trying to be like Mike, you know? I mean, and even to say, fuck, man, Michael Jordan was the best player to play the game. And, you know, is just considered the face of the NBA for, you know, a lot of people. To have LeBron come up and aspire to be a Michael Jordan caliber player, I mean, there's no negative to that. But people go out of their ways to be like, yo, fucking this guy, oh, he's just trying to be that guy. It's like, I don't know, man. I think it's extremely, you know, credible and talented. Everything that LeBron's out there doing, he's crushing it. I'm telling you, he makes his whole fucking team better. His assists are off the chain, and he said that a million times. He has more satisfaction in throwing assists to other guys and you know, making them better than he does hitting a big shot himself. I know it's cliche to say that. Maybe it means it, maybe it doesn't, but can show and prove on the court. So it is what it is, and, you know, they're tied up right now. They're out there banging. Chances are they're going to close out tonight. And that's it, man. Going to another NBA Finals. So, you know, whether it be tonight or, you know, within the next couple nights, it's going to happen. Don't, you know, get it twisted. Cole has been awesome, too. And he's been all over the place, you know, coming off the bench and everything. But that dude, he's playing at a high-caliber level. You know, whether he's putting in just like a 9 points or whatever, he hustles his ass off, making some real, real good plays. And, yeah, this team is built for the postseason. I know the motherfuckers hate to see that and hate to hear that. But, again, like I said, people love to hate the best. That's really what it comes down to. You'll never see someone on top of shit that's crushing shit, not in this day and age, that there isn't a whole gang of motherfuckers hating on. So that's really what it comes down to. So you can only pay so much attention to people that got that hate in them. I don't have a ton of shit to talk about. I wrote down absolutely nothing because I just, like I said, I would have just called off the show and then did it next week, but I have, you know, the new phone to test out. I'm fucking sleep deprived too, so I pretty much don't know where the fuck I'm at today. I don't know. Feeling real dumb. It's one of those days where you're so tired that you put something down and like 30 seconds later you're like, what the fuck did I do with that? And you know that you're stupid while thinking that, going, I just put this fucking thing down. It's just a real irritating way to live, because I know I'm, you know, so much more on point than what I've been today. So it's some bullshit. Apparently this week, the internet and everybody's going fucking crazy about Buff Bagwell in a fucking Canadian destroyer, and fucking Scott Norton took a shit, and fucking Virgil shed a tear. I mean, you know, just another week in the NWO, in the life of an NWOite. I don't know. I don't see it as a big deal. I just don't. You know, I mean, you could break down how much talent it takes to do that move, or you could break down that, you know, it's this or it's that. I just don't see it as that big a deal. I mean, the internet started going fucking ballistic over it, and it is what it is, man. You know, a minute ago they were just talking all sorts of shit about him because he's a male escort or something, and then the next minute they're like, oh my God, he did this fucking move. I don't know. I didn't really feed into all that hype and shit. I didn't find anything that amazingly exciting about it, so it is what it is. What else? Jim's been great, definitely just continuing to do work there and just move my weight up and shit and getting stronger and stronger and really, really enjoying it. Another one of these gym things that I wonder why motherfuckers decide that they're going to use whatever dumbbells they're using, they're going to use directly in front of where the dumbbells go. So rather than, pick the fucking dumbbells up and go walk, a couple feet away where you can actually have your own space and not be in everybody else's fucking way, motherfuckers, like, where you go and you pick up the dumbbells, lift the dumbbells off the thing and don't move their feet another step. So now, like, the ones you're using, the ones next to them, the ones under them, are all pretty much in your motherfucking space. So I got to kind of lean in front of you just to maybe put some shit back because you showed up after me. Or I got to try to, like, excuse me, so I could get the shit in front of you. It's just fucking ignorant to me. And I just feel like, are your legs that fucking untrained that you can't walk with the fucking weight you just picked up? Are you just really that complacent in just picking these fucking weights up 2 inches above where the fuck they live, and then you gotta do your curls and shit there, and then put them right the fuck back down in front of you? I mean, come on, man. There's certain shit like that to me it wouldn't even dawn on me to do something like that because I think it's rude as fuck. But it's, it also doesn't make you look like, like you got a lot of strength and shit. Not that you go there to show all the motherfuckers how strong you are. I'm just, okay, I'm gonna lift this and shit. I'm going to get stronger. I mean, maybe walk a couple feet away and really, really fucking focus on what you're doing. That too, because I really try to focus in on what I'm doing. So if I got to worry about somebody else popping up next to me and shit like this, I want to know that, they're in my space. I get out of fucking people's way. They stay out of my way. We're all good. If I'm standing where other people are supposed to be at, I could expect motherfuckers to be in my space, and I don't know. I just personally, I don't go for that shit. So I just find it as another one of these ignorant gym fucking pet peeves and shit. So is what it is there. Let me see. What else do I got? I got motherfuckers is consistently being dickheads. My neighbor is a heroin addict, and he's been on and off, and he's back on, and the cops are just all over his ass. So there's a lot of fucking action going on over there. The dude was arrested over the weekend, and they're just hawking his ass. I just heard a bunch of car doors and shit, so I just kind of peeking out the window to see what was going on. But, it's always some shit going down over here. It's crazy because if you just talk and you hear, conversation about shit going on my street, you would think I live in some fucking rough neighborhood or something. And that is very far from the truth. There's nothing rough about my neighborhood. But it's just one, house of dickheads. It used to be actually two that we were sandwiched in between. That people, I've gone over it on the show before, dealing heroin on one side and the people on the other side were doing it. So, The dealers have moved on and the one died and all that other fun shit. But, this dickhead's back on his shit. And, so, more nonstop action. Fucking TNA, fucking heroin style. There's that. Let me see. What the fuck else happened this week? I'm trying to think. I don't know. I don't know. I planted my peppers over the weekend. That's 37 types of, well, not 37 types. 37 pepper plants I put in the ground. I built some beds up. I moved a block, like a big fucking block. They're about double the size of like a cinder block. Moved those all over the yard and, a bunch of soil bags and mulch bags. Monday night I was mulching in the dark and mosquitoes are just fucking mauling me. I took the, day off of the gym because, they closed at like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock or some stupid shit like this. But I put in solid fucking work this weekend. I didn't stop working. I had to work in my job anyway, but on top of that, man, I put in serious fucking yard work, and the pepper plants and everything are going to be really, really good popping off this season. I just got my last 6 plants in the mail today, so I'm going to put those in the ground. As soon as the temperature needs to warm back up. Fuck, man, if these stupid-ass temperatures are going to fuck my plants up, I'm going to be furious, because they said that's 37 fucking plants. And the shit had bumped up to like 90 degrees. It was hot for a couple of days and we were getting, 60s at night and no problem. They want the temperature to stay 55 and up for these peppers, and now we're dipping down into 51s at night. So as long as it's a few nights, I think it'll be all right. But, if we hit some fucking cold spell at night, I'm really going to be screwed. I'll wait a few days to, put these other ones in the ground. I don't think I have a whole lot of anything else. Definitely check out Wrestling Soup tomorrow night. doing their thing. Check out Stern Nation. Them doing their thing over there. Stern was off this week. They had the Memorial Day thing. But they'll be going over something. They get in all sorts of different Stern Show topics and everything, and still have some shit to talk about. Sports Den will definitely be going in tonight, about all sorts of different shit, and I'm sure they'll probably still be on the air when my Heat close out this fucking series and sit there and wait for whoever comes out of the West, and I really don't give a shit who it is. I fucking hate Tim Duncan, so I always like to see him lose, but those motherfuckers operate like a well-oiled, seasoned veteran unit. I hate Tony Parker. I hate Tim Duncan. Way back in the day, since Shaq was a Laker, and I hated them then, and I hate them now. So that is what it is there. They always kind of scare me because they do work as such a, great unit and just traditional, old-school type basketball, So they always kind of scare me because they do work so cohesively, but, I would like to see them lose to the Heat again, sure. The Thunder, man, they're a young, hungry team. They've been going long series, to get this far. I tend to think that they got enough weakness where the Heat are going to, beat them up in the finals, but, yeah, they're a young, scrappy team, and they could definitely, give us some trouble. Either way, should be a really good finals, but like I said, the Miami Heat are built for the playoffs. But check out Sports Den. They'll talk about baseball and hockey and all that other shit that I don't touch. And, basketball as well, I'm sure. So I think that's about all. I'll see what goes on with this audio and then what, like, I'm even, trying to keep my face away from the phone because I think if I get too close with my face, it'll shut the phone off. I don't know. I'm still completely fucking new to this thing. So, be interesting. I'm going to, play around with the fucking Siri thing and ask her some questions, figure out where that shit is. I got, like, voice text and all this other silly shit now. So, I got a lot of learning to do with this phone. I'm going to, like I said, call it an early night. And, man, I have so much technology shit to do. I still got to completely revamp my iTunes because, I had all my shit on an external hard drive. All my, my movies or, all sorts of other things.
The cat in the house. Cat in the house. Let's get to the cat in the house.
Yakuza Kick Radio. Kill 'em all. back on top. Think about it. Fuck Hulk Hogan.
Because these motherfuckers are geniuses.
Keep it up, my nigga.
What the fuck?
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio. And we're taking over.